Here's Bardot.
Listen well.
Okay.
You are now entering the third Bardot.
All right, count them now.
Before, while experiencing the peaceful and wrathful visions of the second Bardot.
Yeah, I couldn't recognize them.
You could not recognize them.
Oh, I'm scared.
Through fear, you became unconscious.
Yeah, but I'm awake now.
Now, as you recover.
Hey, what's going on?
Your consciousness rises up.
Are you sure that's my consciousness?
Like a trout leaping forth out of water.
Yeah, it's leaping out.
Striving for its original form.
Looks pretty original to me.
Your former ego has started to operate.
Well, I hate it when that happens. I'm going to struggle.
Do not struggle to figure things out.
Well, I'm attracted to weak thinking and acting.
If through weakness you are attracted to action and thinking,
yeah,
you'll have to wander amidst the world of game existence.
Well, is that bad?
And suffer pain.
What can I do?
Relax, you restless mind. Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. You have been unable to recognize the archetypical forms of the second Bardot.
Yeah.
You have thus come down this far.
Oh, what a bummer.
Now, if you wish to see the truth.
I do. What should I do?
Your mind must rest without distraction.
I should do something. Oh, I should think.
Nothing to think.
What should I do?
Float back to the unobscured, primordial, bright, void state of your intellect.
Oh, what happened?
In this way, you obtain liberation.
All right.
If you are unable to relax your mind.
Oh, you caught me. What should I do?
Meditate upon the Buddha.
A Buddha. A Buddha. A Buddha. Amitabha.
Meditate on your friend.
Tom.
Ed.
Dennis Murphy.
Voyagers. Think of them with profound love and trust.
Oh, that's profound.
As overshadowing the crown of your head.
Is this important?
This is of great importance.
Wait, I'm getting distracted.
Be not distracted. Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers.
Hey, I feel I can do miracles.
You may feel the power to perform miraculous feats.
I got ESP.
To perceive and communicate with extrasensory power.
I can change shape and size.
To change shape, size, and number.
I can travel through space.
To traverse space and time instantly.
Where does this come from?
These feelings come to you naturally.
Well, do I merit it?
Not through any merit on your part.
Well, I desire them.
Do not desire them.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Do not attempt to exercise them.
What's going on?
Recognize them as signs that you are in the third Bardot.
I can't them now.
In the period of re-entry into the normal.
No, anything but that.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. If you have not understood the above.
Yeah, I haven't.
At this moment.
Yeah.
As a result of your own mental set.
What's that?
Frightening visions may come. Gusts of wind and icy blasts.
What's that?
Humming and clicking of the controlling machinery. Mocking laughter. You may imagine terror-producing remarks.
Guilty. Stupid. Inadequate. Nasty.
Such imagined thoughts and paranoid nightmares. Are the residues of selfish, ego-dominated gameplay. Fear them not. They are your own mental products. Remember that you are in the third Bardot. You are struggling to re-enter the denser atmosphere of routine game existence.
Wait, it's getting pretty rough.
Let this re-entry be smooth and slow.
I'm going to have to force it.
Do not attempt to use force or willpower.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. As you are driven here and there by the ever-moving winds of karma.
Hey, does he have a license?
Your mind having no resting place or focus is like a feather tossed about by the wind.
I feel like I'm on a horse.
Or like a rider on the horse.
Yeah.
Ceaselessly and involuntarily you will wander about. Calling in despair for your old ego.
Ego! Here, ego! Ego!
Your mind
ego.
Races along into your exhausted
Boy, I'm tired.
Do not hold on to the thoughts.
What should I do?
Allow the mind to rest.
What else?
Meditate on the oneness of all energies. Thus you will be free of sorrow, terror, and confusion.
All right!
Oh, Ed!
Oh, Tom!
I feel confused!
You may feel confused and bewildered.
Am I sane?
You may be wondering about your sanity.
No one understands me.
You may look at your fellow voyagers and friends and sense that they cannot understand you.
I'm dead. What should I do?
You may think, I'm dead. What shall I do?
You feel like a fish on hot embers.
You may feel great misery, just like a fish cast out of water on red-hot embers.
Can I get out of here?
You may wonder whether you will ever return.
Is this a dream?
Familiar places, relatives, people known to you may appear now as in a dream.
Yeah.
Or through a glass, darkly. If you are having such experiences...
I am.
Thinking will be of no avail.
Do not struggle
to explain.
What is it?
This is the natural result of your own mental program.
Not the Casio?
Such feelings indicate that you are in the third Bardo.
Count them now.
Trust your guides.
Are you kidding?
Trust your companions.
Right.
Trust the compassionate Buddha.
Buddha. The Buddha Amitabha.
Meditate calmly and without distraction.
Okay.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. You may feel as if you are being oppressed and squeezed.
Yeah, like between rocks.
Like between rocks and boulders.
Am I in prison?
Or like inside a cage or prison.
Mm-hmm.
Remember.
I got my pen.
These are signs that you are trying to force a return to your ego.
Hey, what's that light?
There may be a dull, gray light suffusing all objects with a murky glow.
Yeah, what is it?
These are all signs of the third Bardo.
I'm gonna struggle.
Do not struggle to return. The re-entry will happen by itself. Recognize where you are.
Okay, I know now.
Recognition will lead to liberation.
All right, I'm liberated.
may now experience momentary joy, followed by momentary sorrow.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm
great.
I'm fantastic. I feel like I'm stretched out.
Like the stretching and relaxing of a catapult. You will go through sharp mood swings.
I'm up and up and up and
all determined by karma.
This is karma.
Be not in the least attached to the joys, nor displeased by the sorrows.
Well, what about my friends?
The actions of your friends or companions may invoke anger or shame in you.
Man, I'm getting depressed.
If you get angry or depressed, you will immediately have an experience of hell.
No, no, I was just kidding.
No matter what people are doing.
Hey, hey, look at that.
Make sure that no angry thought can arise.
Well, what should I do?
Meditate upon love for them.
It's pretty late for that.
Even at this late stage of the session, you're only 1 second away from a life-changing, joyous discovery.
Well, what should I do?
Remember that each of your companions is a Buddha within.
Buddha. Buddha. A Buddha.
Your mind in its present state.
Politics again.
Having no focus or integrating force.
Wait, I'm having a thought.
Being light and continuously moving. Whatever thought occurs to you.
Yeah.
Positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
Will wield great power.
Hey, I can do anything.
You are extremely suggestible.
Oh, what can I get out of this?
Therefore, think not of selfish things.
Okay.
Recall your preparation for the session.
Preparation H.
Show pure affection and humble faith.
I believe, I believe.
Through hearing these words.
Wait, I know this stuff.
Recollection will come.
All right.
Recollection will be followed by recognition and liberation.
I want to be free. Oh, I want to be free. Oh, Voyagers!
If you are experiencing a vision of judgment and guilt,
I am.
Listen carefully.
Okay.
That you are suffering like this is a result of your own mental set.
Right.
Your karma.
I thought he was driving.
No one is doing anything to you.
Well, I should do something.
There is nothing to do.
Are you sure?
Your own mind is creating the problem.
Yeah.
Accordingly, float into meditation.
Okay.
Remember your former beliefs.
I got my notes.
Remember the teachings of this manual.
Teachings manual.
Remember the friendly presence of your companions.
Tom.
Ed.
Voyagers.
If you do not know how to meditate.
Yeah, I don't.
Concentrate on any single object or sensation.
Concentrating.
Here, try this grouple.
Hey, a grouple.
Concentrate on its reality.
What?
Recognize the illusory nature of existence and phenomena.
What a fool.
This moment is of great importance.
Okay, what's
if,
that?
If you are distracted now,
I wasn't.
It will take you a long time to get out of the quagmire of misery.
I wasn't.
Up till now, the Bardo experiences have come to you and you have not recognized them.
Well, Dennis gave me mine.
You have been distracted.
Only a little.
On this account, you have experienced all the fear and terror. Even though unsuccessful thus far, you may recognize and obtain liberation here.
Okay.
Your session can still become ecstatic and revelatory.
You say you want revolution, well, you know.
If you do not know how to meditate,
yeah, I don't.
Remember the Buddha Amitabha.
Buddha. Buddha. Amitabha.
Remember your companions.
Tom.
Ed.
Voyagers.
Remember this manual.
Manual.
Think of all the fears and terrifying apparitions as being your own ideal.
Well, that's kind of tough.
Or as the compassionate one. They are divine tests.
Well, what should I do?
Remember your guide.
Tom.
Repeat the names over and over.
Over and over. Over and over.
Even though you fall, you will not be hurt.
Yeah, sure, that's easy for you to say. Instructions for sexual visions.
Oh, can I read those?
You always do.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Voyagers. At this moment, you may see visions of mating couples.
Hey, all right.
Your are convinced that an orgy is about to take place. Desire and anticipation seize you. You wonder what sexual performance is expected of you. When these visions occur, remember to withhold yourself from action or attachment.
Oh, man!
Humbly exercise your faith.
Push-ups, jumping jacks.
Float in the stream. Trust the process with great fervency.
I don't know.
Meditation and trust in the unity of life are the keys.
Yeah, I guess the keys.
You attempt to enter your old personality.
Yeah.
Because you are attached or repulsed.
Yeah.
If you try to join the orgy, you are hallucinating.
Uh-huh.
You will be reborn on an animal level.
Shit, I hate it when they're that.
You will experience possessive desire and jealousy.
I want it.
You will suffer stupidity and misery. If you wish to avoid these miseries, listen and recognize.
Okay.
Reject the feelings of attraction or repulsion.
All right, get out of here. Come on.
Remember, downward pull opposing enlightenment is strong in you.
Uh-huh.
Meditate upon the unity of your fellow voyagers.
Tom.
And
voyagers.
Abandon jealousy.
Okay.
Be neither attracted nor repulsed for your sexual hallucinations.
But
if you are, you will wander in misery a long, long time.
What should I do?
Repeat these words to yourself.
To yourself. To yourself.
And meditate upon them.
Upon them. Upon them. Upon them. Four methods of preventing re-entry. First method, meditation on the Buddha.
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, voyagers!
Tranquilly meditate upon your protective idea, the Buddha Amitabha.
Buddha. Buddha Amitabha.
Imagine him like the reflecting of the moon in water.
Oh, isn't that special?
Apparent, yet non-existent.
Wow, it's like magic.
Like an illusion produced by magic. If you have no special protective ideal,
I don't.
You can meditate upon me.
Yeah, right.
With this in mind, meditate tranquilly. Then, causing the visualized form of your protective idea to melt away from the extremities.
I'm melting.
Meditate without any thought forming upon the void, clear light.
Hey, the light's back.
This is a very profound art.
Yeah, I'll say.
By virtue of it, rebirth is postponed.
All right.
A more illuminated future is assured.
I'm illuminated. Strike me out. Second method. Meditation on good games.
Ed.
Tom.
Voyagers. You are now wandering in the third Bardo.
Count them again.
As a sign of this, look into a mirror.
Wait, I gotta get one.
Got one?
Yeah.
Okay. You will not see your usual self.
Hey, that's not me.
At this time, you must form a single firm resolve in your mind.
Okay, I got it.
This is very important.
Alright, I got it.
It is like directing the course of a horse.
Hey, I know how to ride a horse.
By the use of its reins.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you desire.
Yeah.
Will come to pass.
Okay.
Think not of evil actions.
All right,
which might turn the course of your mind.
Okay, I will.
Remember your spiritual relationship with me.
With you?
Or anyone else on whom you've received teaching.
You know, Dennis gave me mine.
Persevere with good games.
Good games, good games.
This is essential.
Okay.
Be not distracted.
Okay.
Herein lies the boundary line between going up or down. You give way to indecision for even a second.
I didn't. No.
You'll have to suffer misery for a long, long time.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Trapped in your old habits and games.
I will be.
This is the moment. Hold fast to one single purpose.
Okay.
Remember good games.
Good games, good games.
Resolve to act according to your highest insight.
Yeah, I can see inside that.
This is a time when earnestness and pure love are necessary.
Yeah, but what about jealousy?
Abandon jealousy.
Okay.
Meditate upon laughter and trust. bear this well at heart.
Okay, okay. Third method, meditation on illusion.
If you are still going down and not liberated,
I think I am.
Meditate as follows.
Okay.
The sexual activities.
I like that.
The manipulation of machinery. The mocking laughter, dashing sounds, and terrifying apparitions. Indeed, all phenomena are in their nature illusions.
Well, they look real to me.
However they may appear.
You mean like a dream?
In truth, they are unreal and fake.
They won't stay?
They are like dreams and apparitions. You non-permanent, non-fixed.
They'll go away?
What advantage is there in being attached to them?
Well, I'm scared.
Or being afraid of them?
I don't know.
All these hallucinations of the mind.
I like hallucinations.
The mind itself does not exist.
Oh, no?
Therefore, why should they?
Well, they look real.
Only through taking these illusions for real will you wander around in this confused existence.
Well, what are they?
All these are like dreams.
Yeah?
Like echoes.
Echoes.
Like
echoes.
Cities of clouds. Like mirages. Like mirrored forms.
What the?
Like phantasmagoria.
Is that what that is?
The moon seen in water.
What should I do?
Not real even for a moment.
Yeah.
By holding one pointedly to that train of thought.
Okay.
The belief that they are real are dissipated.
All right.
And liberation is attained.
What? Fourth method. Meditation on the void.
All substances are part of my own consciousness.
What?
This consciousness is vacuous, unborn, and unceasing.
What was that?
All substances are part of my own consciousness. This consciousness is vacuous, unborn, and unceasing.
Hey, I think I heard this.
All substances are part of my own consciousness. This consciousness is vacuous, unborn, and unceasing.
I did hear this.
Thus meditating, allow the mind to rest in the uncreated state. Like the pouring of water into water.
Oh, I get a tinkle.
The mind should be allowed its own easy mental posture.
Well.
In its natural, unmodified condition,
yeah.
Clear and vibrant.
Well, what should I do?
By maintaining this relaxed, uncreated state of mind,
yeah.
Rebirth into routine game reality is sure to be prevented.
Okay.
Meditate on this until you are certainly free.
I want to be free. I got to be me. Instructions for choosing the position of the person.
Ed.
Tom.
Voyagers. Listen.
Okay.
It is almost time to return.
No, do I have to?
Make the selection of your future personality according to the best teachings.
I got my teachings right here.
Listen well.
Okay, I'm listening.
The signs and characteristics of the level of existence to come.
Yeah?
Will appear to you in premonitory vision.
Well, I don't know.
Recognize them.
Okay.
When you find that you have to return to reality, try to follow the pleasant, delightful vision.
Yeah.
Avoid the dark, unpleasant one.
Okay.
If you return in panic, a fearful state will follow.
No.
If you strive to escape dark, gloomy scenes,
yeah.
An unpleasant state will follow.
Oh, no.
If you return in radiance,
yeah, I am.
A happy state will follow.
All right.
Your mental state now,
yeah.
Will affect your subsequent level of being.
Okay.
Whatever you choose,
yeah.
Choose impartially. Without attraction or repulsion, enter into game existence with good grace.
Amazing grace.
Voluntarily and freely.
Well, what should I do?
Remain calm. And remember the teaching.
All right.